If food has been cooked and served the second time, you say it's been what?
Second time. Been warmed over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you may put food in your mouth and then you...
Mm-hmm. It's been...
Then you begin to...
Chew.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I may have asked you this before. I don't quite remember. Did you ever take, I think maybe you told me this, cornmeal and boil it with salt and water?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Or a kind of pudding made out of cornmeal and water? Or maybe with milk?
Seemed like we,
We made
gruel out of cornmeal and chicken.
Okay.
Broth, that's right.
You didn't do anything with just cornmeal and water that was made?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You ever heard anything called kush or kush?
Kush? Yeah, well, I have.
What's
kush.
That?
Seem like that is cornmeal.
Yeah.
Made out of cornmeal. Kush.
Yeah.
That's right.
But you haven't had it for a long time?
That's right.
You've about forgotten about it?
About forgotten about that. That's what I've heard since you mentioned.
Okay. What about Indian pudding? You ever heard
any called? No, I don't really know anything about Indian pudding.
Okay. All of the things that you have, like beets and peas and so forth, you call them?
Vegetables.
And, they grow out, and we were talking about
field.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the stuff that characteristically we have in the South with sausage and eggs and so forth, made out of cornmeal and balls, and have it with salt and pepper and butter and gravy for breakfast?
That's eggs and salt, pepper.
Yep. I'm talking about the white stuff. You know, when you go get breakfast, they give you sausage and eggs, and then a couple of spoonsful of something that's made from corn, ground real fine, and it's white. You put butter with it.
Grits.
Okay.
Grits.
Okay. You like it?
Yes, ma'am. I like grits.
Okay. How is you don't know how it's made? You never did. Y'all ever made it? At home?
Grits?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
How'd you make it?
You mean that we carried it to the mill, made it at home. Yes, ma'am. To the grits mill, we call it.
What's the difference in a grits mill?
And
was
corn
there
mill.
One around here?
Yes, ma'am. There was an old one out here, right on this road right here.
Yeah.
Street right here on that.
Well, what's the difference between a grits mill and a corn mill?
Well, it's all the same. Some of them call it grits mill, some of them call it corn.
Could you grind corn
yes,
meal
ma'am.
In the grits mill?
Yes, ma'am.
You just had to adjust
it? Yeah, that's right. Just adjust it.
Uh-huh. And did they occasionally do cornmeal out there?
Oh, yeah. They've done more cornmeal out there.
More than grits?
Grits, yeah.
Okay.
Well, usually everybody carried corn to get meal. They carried a little to get grits.
Uh-huh. Was it made out of the same corn?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what did they use more, white or yellow corn?
It's white at that particular time.
Now?
Well, there's not too much being... they use both kind now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the yellow and the white.
But there's no place around here where you could take some corn?
No, not right around here. Mm-hmm. Not right around here.
Okay.
Used to be.
Okay. And, if something is cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say to somebody, just...
Cooking something.
Okay, just...
Smell it.
Okay. And if you crush the cane and boil the juice, you make what?
Syrup.
Okay. And is there anything else? I don't think you have it down here, but you get something very similar to syrup that's made from cane, too.
We did it.
Make it up north.
Molasses or something.
Okay, what's the difference between them?
Well, molasses, it seems, is made out of sorghum, and mostly the syrup down here is made out of cane.
Okay.
See,